One fabulous day in Lanzarote. I love volcanoes and I go everywhere where there is volcanic activity or landscape. In Lanzarote, there was a huge volcanic activity in the 18th century that left volcanic soil all over the island. Therefore, it was awarded by UNESCO and given the status of UNESCO World Biosphere. How can you not want to check out a place that some compare to the surface of the moon for its rocky surface? The beauty of Timanfaya and Montañas del Fuego. You can actually see it from closer going to National Park to explore the beauty of Timanfaya National Park and Montañas del Fuego. Timanfaya National Park has black and red soil that gives the impression like it is from another world. This natural park consists of more than 5,000 hectares peppered with volcanoes. The subterranean geological activity remains, and you may witness it by pouring water through holes in the ground, and the extreme underground temperatures will transform it into a geyser of steam. Food delights. Although Lanzarote's food tends to be Spanish in flavor, it definitely has its own island charm. Popular dishes on the island include papas arrugadas, wrinkled potatoes with mojo sauce, potajes, chunky vegetable soups with potatoes, caldo de pescado, fish soup, sancocho canario, dried and cooked wreckfish, potatoes, sweet potatoes, mojo and gofio, and you will often find bien me sabe for dessert. Bien me sabe means tastes good to me in Spanish, and comprises of a paste made of almonds, honey, and sugar, often served with ice cream. Volcanic bubble home and studio of Cesar Manrique. Cesar Manrique House Museum used to be the artist's house. Now it is a museum dedicated to his life and work. Thanks to Cesar Manrique, Lanzarote has managed to retain a unique authenticity untarnished by big box resorts, of which there are only a few on the island. Los Jameos del Agua is my favorite. It is a series of collapsed lava caves, redesigned and reimagined into spaces like a restaurant, a pristine pool, an auditorium, and all reflecting the theme of harmony between nature and humanity. It is a simply magical spot. In the water you can find very rare species, blind albino crabs. You can also see the cactus garden, Jardín de Cactus, designed by Manrique with all kinds of fun shapes and sizes of 1,400 species of cacti. First European underwater museum. The Museo Atlántico is the brainchild of Jason de Caris Taylor, the visionary behind Cancun's underwater museum. At the depth of 12 and 15 meters below the waves lies a raft haunted by sculpted refugees, a sunken couple taking a selfie, and rows of Lanzarote residents immortalized in the Atlantic. It can be visited both by divers and snorkelers. The Raft of Lampedusa, reflecting on the human crisis based on Géricault's painting. It represents how sailors were abandoned in the shipwreck off the coast of Senegal due to a lack of humanity. The artist pays the tribute to those who have lost their lives in their journey. The shape of the boat is inspired by dinghies that arrived at the island of Lanzarote.